Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Carla R. Jenkins, and this is an all-new episode of Project Management Radio. I've returned from summer vacation, and for everyone who doesn't know me, I welcome all live and new listeners. I am a certified project management professional, certified Scrum Master. With over 10 years of experience in project management, I am the CEO of Phenomena Corporation, and today's episode will discuss how the Olympics use project management. And this is a timely article because the Summer Olympics are currently going on. And as I watch them, I look at the athletes and you look at the scenery and the different auditoriums and everything that the Olympics are played in, but no one has looked at how, you know, how much work it takes for, you know, the Olympics to get off the ground. It's multiple projects tied from one to one. And this episode of Project Management Radio is based on an article that I've written for PM.Expert, my project management blog, and it's entitled also How the Olympics Use Project Management. And in it, I list several project management principles that are being applied by both the International Olympic Committee and Brazil. Some of them are the stakeholders, which are all of the participating countries, sponsor, which is the International Olympic Committee, the project manager, the country Brazil, project kickoff, the Olympic opening ceremony, project success party, the Olympic closing ceremony, the project team, which is the Brazilian chapter of the International Olympic Committee, the bidder conference, which is the IOC reviewing the sites to host the summer games, and then, as of course, with project management, you have the triple constraint, which are scope, time, and cost. And with scope, you have all of the approved sports, and the reason why I mentioned that is because in 2020 in Tokyo, they'll be doing surfing. The second one is time, which is 2.5 weeks, and the cost is, it depends on the games, but it's usually like billions of dollars. So we're going to review like some of the questions that people have, like, is it a project? It is a project, but it's different phases of project. For instance, the project for the International Olympic Committee reviewing the whole site to see who it becomes the host for the game is a different project from Brazil building the infrastructure and hosting the game. So let me explain the difference. There are two of them. The IOC, in the initiating phase, reviews all of the host cities, deciding which one will host the games. And the governing body probably has a checklist and the requirements list. It also looks at the initial stakeholders and assigns a project manager, host country, to start the project. During the planning domain, the host country works with the IOC on properly planning the games. During the executing domain, the host country builds all of the arenas and structures necessary to host the multiple sports at the same time, so you get the infrastructure. And during the monitoring and controlling, the host country, which is Brazil in this case, does performance tests to see if the infrastructure is sound. So, you know, they do trial runs. And if there are any problems, both Brazil and IOC go back and they fix them. And then during the closing domain, at the end, Brazil completes the entire project delivery, its final project to OIC. So that normally happens in like June or July. So what you do is like a month or two before the game starts, you know, they do the dry runs and make sure everything is correct. That's the first project, and that's the project that precedes the actual games that you're seeing. You have to make sure you get selected, then you have to make sure all of the infrastructure is built, and then now we have the games. And so what you're seeing is a different project, a project that's currently in the execution phase. So during the current summer games, so the current project, as I mentioned before, you have five domains in project management: initiating, planning, executing, monitoring, controlling, and closing. And so now you've seen the opening ceremony, which was the project kickoff. That was the initiation. And then the security, the instructions, and the schedule in the first 2 days, that's the planning domain. And it ensures that the athletes and the attendees need, you know, all three, the security, the instructions, and the schedule to arrive on time, safe, and know where to be. And the actual sports that are going on right now, that's the executing domain, because the athletes and the viewers are participating. The Brazilian chapter of the OIC has the staffers and the volunteers at the matches helping attendees get from event to event. And that's also not just the executing, but that's also monitoring and controlling domain, because the Brazilian chapter is receiving status reports from the event. So, you know, if certain infrastructures aren't working well, or if people don't understand the instructions, you know, the volunteers make a status report and they report it back to the Brazilian chapter. The international operating, the International Olympic Committee is learning what is working and what is not working, and the organization is making the proper corrections and evaluating progress. The closing ceremony represents the closing domain, where all of the participating countries march back into the arena, signaling the end of the games. And that's the two separate projects that are back-to-back. Oftentimes, people confuse project for program. And technically, those two projects can be in a program, but a project is a temporary endeavor that produces a unique result. And so the first project that I mentioned, the unique result, is that you have the infrastructure for the game. This current project is the actual game that's working. So I would like for everyone to thank everyone for taking out time to listen to my return to Project Management Radio. You can get in contact with me at my social media site and my website. My social media site is Carl R. Jenkins. That's for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and Periscope, and then at Miss Fanon for Pinterest. I also have my own professional website at CarlRJenkins.com. You can also read my PM.expert, which is my project management blog, and our motto is for all things project management. You can read the article that's in the show page, but I'm very happy to be returned from summer break and very happy for all my listeners who've taken time out of their day to listen to my return. This episode, you also have the archives available at blogtalk.radio/MissFanon. And I would like to thank every single person for taking time out to listen to me. And I hope you have a very happy Thursday, because the Positive Change Radio will be returning as of this week. So look for new episodes on Monday and Thursday. Thank you. Goodbye.